let's just backtrack a minute. I mean, if you go to the idea of UFOs, some of the things I've seen, for example, have been mainly light phenomena.
Yes.
And, for example, I lived in a Welsh town called Brecon, and where our house was on a hill, we could look across the town and see these mountains called the Brecon Beacons beyond. Oh, we lived there, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, never saw anything unusual. Then one summer, one July evening, it was getting late, but still a bit of daylight around, and I saw these lights moving around, as I thought, the lower slopes of the biggest mountain. And I thought, there must be climbers out and about with their flashlights. And then I thought about, those flashlights must be as big as beach balls. Like this, you know. And so I got a pair of binoculars out, and what it was, between where I was and the mountain, which is 2 or 3 miles away, the base of the mountain, was a forest of conifer trees. And in the binoculars, 20-time magnification, I was able to see that the lights that I thought were on the slopes of the mountain were actually on the tops of these conifer trees. And they had to be at least 2-3 feet across, these balls of light.
What kind of lights were they?
They were, I don't know what they were, but they were a sort of whitish-yellow, yellow-tinged white lights. And they flickered on top of the of a particular tree, for example, grows quite bright, and they would disappear, and another one would pop on above another tree. And I thought these were moving lights, but in fact they were static, would just grow out of nowhere, get bright, and go out on top of the trees. Some sort of, I assume, some sort of discharge phenomenon, but exactly what it was, I don't know. But that's what it was. I've seen more remarkable things. I've been down in the Chisos Mountains on Texican-Mexican border by the Rio Grande, and I've seen a flickering white light there that lasted for about 10 seconds before it went out, and talked to people in the Marfa area, where in the Big Bend country there, and they saw reported lights. Now, a lot of the lights people see in the Marfa district are undoubtedly distant car headlights, because we did special tests down there to confirm this. And that's when people say, oh, there's the Marfa lights, and they go to the Marfa light viewing point. That's mainly what they're seeing. But there are undoubtedly also unusual phenomena occurring, and I've talked to witnesses of that. Out in the Australian outback, I've seen fans of orange light flashing out of the ground completely silently. I've seen flickering golden lights in the skies, and we've seen a ball of light moving across uninhabited country. The Aborigines call these Min Min lights, and a whole body of folklore about these. And
right.
Some Aborigines took us to some ancient rock art that had pretty horrific sort of monster figures painted on it. And they said that these lights are related to these spirits and so on. But that's their belief, their interpretation, you see. I don't know what the hell they were. But I've seen other things. I've seen, for example, when I was about 10 years old, I was walking home from school, a very sunny afternoon, and with a school friend, and over the top of the hill we were walking up was a large, suddenly I was aware of this large black airship. It was a ribbed airship, it had gondola and all the rest of it on it. Huge thing, just floating above the top of the hill, and I just looked at it, you know. Shocked, and I turned to my friend. I said, "You see that?" She was looking at it with a jaw dropped open. And when I looked back, it had gone. And we ran to the top of the hill. You could see for dozens of miles around right. from there, and there was no sign of it. Of course, later, this was in the early 1950s, and I found that there was no airship flying in the UK at that time. So what the hell was it? I saw it, but it was solid. You know, the sun was shining, the light was coming off the sides of this thing as it should. It was real solid, big, silent, and then it was gone. Now, this brings me back to the extraterrestrial idea. You know, this thing, whatever it was, did not come from another galaxy. It was a very, very strange apparition in the sky. And I think people do see very odd things. Some of the mountaineers in the Himalayas, on Everest and so on, a famous British climber, for example, was bivouacked on a narrow ledge. He came out, opened the tent flaps in the morning, and he said there was this perfect metal cube hovering off the side of the mountain, and then it just disappeared. So people see things, and I think it's more to do with what we call reality and the nature of reality. It's much more to do with that than with the simple idea of a machine flying from another world, another planet somewhere, another star system, and ending up on dear old Earth.
Well, what about this, Paul? Let's assume for, and let me ask you a question. If civilization lasts another 1,000 years, putting us up there in the year 3,000 plus, do you think by that time we'd have technology to develop a real-time machine? A machine that could go forwards and backwards?
Well, I have to tell you, after seeing a airship, the most literal explanation I could find, but that came from a previous technology, you see. So I thought, you know, it must have been some sort of time slip.
Mm-hmm.
But incidentally, I should just say, many, many years later, when I grew up, I did research in that whole area of the country, this county called Leicestershire in the heart of England, and I found over that area for 20 years people had periodically reported cigar-shaped craft hovering in the sky.
That would disappear?
That would disappear, yeah. It would appear in an anomalous fashion and go off. And I often wondered if that was related to the airship I saw. What was it that was appearing? I wrote a book, a really oddball book, called Haunted Land, a couple of 3 years ago, where I focused on the idea of apparitions out of doors, ghosts of the great outdoors, if you like. Because I thought, well, you know, we talk about ghosts in haunted castles and houses and everything.
Sure.
But there's a whole genre, a whole class of apparitions that appear in the countryside, on roadsides and so on. And I went into that whole area quite a lot in the book. And I think these things are more akin to do with apparitions of some kind. And I'm not sure that our accepted view of what's real, this is real, this is solid, and something else is a fantasy. I don't think we really understand the nature of reality.